Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back, hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Corey Sandin and in the world headquarters here with the War Heroes on Water guys, Rod Halpern and Jack Graham. Heard from Steve Lasley earlier. We're going to hear from Anthony Shea later on. Just a wonderful program and just having a great time. Again, I'm going to keep saying this because I want all of our listeners to do this morning.
Super simple,
and it's $10. 80100, just text 80100, and then when you, that's what you put in for like the phone number, and then in the message you just put WHOW, and then you'll get a text, and then you reply yes, and your $10 gets added to your phone bill. It goes right to helping these wounded veterans. So
we did it. Eight seconds.
Easy. $10 added to your. You won't even notice it on your phone bill. So just do it. You can do it up to 10 times. You want to donate $100, and so let's make sure that all of our listeners do that this morning to help this great organization's War Heroes on Water. And Corey, we have some phone callers and some great prizes too for this morning.
Oh,
right?
We do, absolutely. You want to give us a call? The number is 213-432-1090. We're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego out of Seaforth. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. He's had some incredible fishing at the islands.
Oh,
man.
My gosh, yeah.
Like in good-sized fish, too, you know, and up to over 100 fish a day down there at the islands. Very, very, very good fishing.
Yeah. No kidding.
I know. So you can win that by calling 213-432-1090 or text the show. Go to the app and text the show. Send us a message and just make sure you include your name and telephone number.
Yeah, getting some great texts here, so keep that going. Yeah,
there
for
is.
Sure. Well, let's find out what's biting.
And it's sponsored by the FishDope.com report. It's sponsored by Summit Gasoline. I have to share a story, Pete. I went and fueled up there. I saved almost $20 just on the fill-up. Okay?
Yeah.
So on the fill-up, $20, and it gave me 100 pounds of ice for free. And on top of this, so check this out. So even if you're going fishing and you want more than 100 pounds of ice, you're filling up, want to go catch, you know, 200-pound tuna or whatever, it's only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag of ice.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
Seriously. So just to give you a few heads up of the good deals they have, and they also have discounted Everingham Brothers bait certificates. Like I said, the ice, fishing licenses, beer, soda, water, everything you need for a day on the water, snacks, coffee, and the best price on gas, as I just mentioned, and diesel. It's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Easy in and out with your boat trailer, and
it's really easy in and out, and you get 100 pounds of ice. Just
it's
by,
a limited time.
No, it's a limited time with 35-gallon purchase. So fill up your boat, fill up your ice chest, and go to Summit Gasoline. Great people, great supporters of fishing, and Let's Talk Hookup.
I like it.
Captain Mark Wish, our private motor buddy. What's up, Mark?
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. Pete, Corey, Rod, and Senior Chief.
Yeah.
Senior Chief. I got to tell you a quick story about the Senior Chief.
We're ready.
I was invited 10 years ago, I guess, Jack, maybe. I don't know what it was.
We're longer
over
than that.
To do a, yo, man, time goes fast. But we went over to do a little seminar for the fishing club, San Clemente Island Anglers. And I got to tell you, Jack, that tour of the island, the weekend I spent with you fishing bass and seeing stuff and going places and meeting you guys, and that was one of the highlights of my angling career. I got to tell you, it was awesome.
Thanks for that, man. That's awesome. Yeah, I remember you catching a really nice calico off the end of the airport there off the rocks.
Yeah, and then I remember that when we were over there by Northwest Harbor and that seal guy got all cranky that we were, like, hanging around his turf. That was a whole other story.
Don't want to mess with the seal guys.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Oh,
you can.
Well, it was an interesting experience for sure. But anyway, guys, so we're starting to see a bit of seasonal change. You know, the leaves are changing. Days are a little shorter. The fall's in the air. Man, I went to work the other morning early. I was like, whoa, chilly. But still no shortage of really good opportunity offshore and around. So at Catalina, I'm going to keep that in the spotlight. You know, we got all the basics biting over there for sure. But of note is that bigger great yellowtail that's been biting. Best shots for that fish there is backside west on the deep structure, and same thing, east and back deep structure there, and a few here and there. And then what's really exciting is mixed in with that yellow is a good sprinkle of these 10 to 20 pound baby bluefins. I mean, they're really setting up shop. Them things are scattered all over the island. I had one of my customers that uses a Freedom Boat Club boats. You know, he doesn't even have his own boat, and I told him a little bit about how to do that. He goes in there, pulls a drift off the slide, and got two. He was just absolutely thrilled. The key is light line, 15 to 20 pound fluorocarbon, small little top bait for sure. Those guys are fussy, definitely. So over at San Clemente Island, lots of yellows there, basically all over the island, man. There's plenty of volume. In Lake Catalina, there's a decent show on that bluefin, mostly up west, but a little bit down east also. And it makes for some interesting times when you don't know if you're going to hook a nice big yellow or a bluefin there on the anchor at Clemente. Just above the island, 4 to 10 miles, was kind of the heart of that big fish zone there for a week and a half, 2 weeks. So it's like it's maybe winding down just a little bit. They either moved a little bit or went deep for a couple of days. But a lot of that bigger fish was caught at night on the jigs there, not quite as much during the day. But there's more catchable size bluefin just scattered all over right now. I mean, some of the Newport skiff guys, they're fishing a mile to 3 miles out in front of the harbor. That stuff pops up in there. Had another customer picked up a couple really nice ones right off the top of the Osborne on Mackerels. Had another one caught up by the 17 there, a good one. And Danny just called me a little bit ago with a report, and this is from this morning, of a foamer in Lover's Cove at Catalina Island. Foamer.
What?
Wow.
This is crazy. So, you know, and the good news is we're seeing a little more of that yellowfin just below the border, a little bit starting to push up. And then, of course, we got kelp patty yellows and dorados scattered around this spot everywhere. So no shortage of things to do if you guys want to go offshore and catch something. We had a little choppy weather for a bit, but the weather's moderating quite a bit now. So it's like time to go fishing, guys.
Yeah, and of course, fishdope.com is your source. You just heard Mark quoting Danny and such like that. You get it all the time. You get it right on there. All you need to do is just be a member. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, or lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number is area code 714-840-4262, and the website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And congratulations, Rod, on everything you're doing in the tournament, man. You've just done so much work, and you and Anthony and all the guys there. I think it's absolutely fantastic what you're doing, and I'll do that text here in just a minute.
All right.
Awesome. That's awesome, Mark. Thanks. Good to hear from you, bud.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
and,
take care.
All right, appreciate that. While we're waiting for Marcos from Seaforth, I got to tell you about a big event 1 week from today. It's our final San Diego County Ford Dealers remote broadcast. It's next Saturday, September 4th at El Cajon Ford. Your final chance to qualify for the big grand prize, either by random draw or winning the Shimano casting contest. It's a trip for one on any available trip to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska in 2022. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay, your own four-pack for the day. Thanks to Dana Landing. We're going to have AFCO foul weather gear, Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses. There are going to be a lot of giveaways, too. All you need to do is just show up. Check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details. And we'll see you 1 week from today, next Saturday at El Cajon Ford, Broadway in Maine in El Cajon. Always a great event over there.
A lot of fun.
And it's a lot of fun. So be sure to show up for us there next week. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones. They're jam-packed.
Let's do it. I think you have a great idea, Pete, and then let's talk to Ben. Ben called from Golden Hill. Good morning, Ben. Welcome to the Stock Hookup. Good morning, Ben.
Hi, Ben. Maybe we lost Ben.
While we're losing Ben,
I got a...
Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Ben.
Sorry.
Yeah, we got you.
I wasn't paying attention. Multitasking this morning. Hey, I have a couple questions. Anybody hear anything about the supposed yellowfin that somebody caught? And on the sport boats, it seems like, you know, when I was up at Clemente, that there's a lot of smaller boats catching a lot more mixed bag. and the sport boats seem to be a little further off the island, only catching, you know, one species. You guys kind of chime in on that maybe, or why do they do that? How come they don't suck up closer?
There's been quite a bit of yellowfin in the counts. Of course, bluefin's been dominant, but there's more move. You just heard Mark Wish say there's more yellowfin moving up.
And they're good size, too, and they're catching them on everything from the full-day boats, from the Sea Watch and the San Diego to the day and a half trips.
Mixed on the kelp patties, mixed with the bluefin. Yeah, it's an opportunity.
We had some off Oceanside a couple weeks ago.
Some yellowfin?
A buddy of mine on Chaos caught a 65-pound yellowfin.
And they're good size.
And a 20-pound bluefin 4 miles off.
Yeah. And there's also been a nice grade on some of the dolphin schools, too. So don't just pass by the dolphin. Troll some through those dolphin schools. Troll your cedar plug through there, maybe. And then a lot of them on the troll. Now, as far as why the sport boats are fishing offshore, they're fishing where the fish are, right? They're fishing...
That's where the biomass is.
A lot of that bluefin has been off the west end of Clemente. It's no secret anymore. And that's where it is. It's kind of off the island. But can it move in toward the island? Jack, you spent your time at... can you catch tuna inshore at Clemente?
Well, you know, they used to say that Nine Spot was the place to go.
Yeah.
The old-timers would pull bluefin right there.
Yeah.
Nine Spot, you have yellowfin, you have yellowtail, you have rock cod. You have everything right there. It's unbelievable. We'd go out and cast on the rock with just irons because we didn't have bait on the island.
Yeah.
So we'd take fish trap lures and we'd take... heavy irons, and we would drop them deep at the nine.
How cool is that?
Crank them up and, you know, come up with 30, 35, 40-pound yellowfin.
And the nine's just like a couple miles off the west end of Clemente, right?
Correct.
Yeah, great spot. And there's a lot of boats on it right now. I mean, there's been good yellowtail fishing, and there's been a mix of some bluefin in there too, right?
It's great fishing on that island.
Yeah, it is. So how long did you spend on San Clemente?
3 years.
It's 3 years.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
It's cool. You know, there's a lot more people than you think there are on the island. You know, sometimes there's 500 people at one time out there. So,
wow.
And I ran a medical clinic on the island.
Uh-huh.
So it's a pretty cool place. You know, there's drug planes that crashed down the island in the 70s. You know, there's SEAL compounds there. There's radar compounds that watch. You know, it's one of the longest runways in the state.
Really? No kidding.
On the island. So, yeah, B-52s were out there last year when I was fishing, cruising around the island. It's pretty awesome. I don't know if anybody else saw those.
You know, one thing I want to mention here, too, is that is the closures at the island.
Mm-hmm.
How important is it for anglers to pay attention to those?
It's very important. You know, we have boats go aground there all the time. You know, but the end in Choba, you know, the south end of the island... there's live fire there all the time. There's live ordnance there.
Uh-huh. You don't ever want to go on the island.
You know, the SEALs go on the island. They know where they're supposed to be. The recon guys go on the island down that end. They know where they want to be. You know, you have special boat guys coming in there and just lighting up the beachhead. You have frigates coming in. You have jets coming in. You have rockets that are shot from one... From,
drones.
No, it's rockets, you know, they come from San Nick or they'll come from inside the island. They'll fly all the way out there and they'll hit on the Choba side.
Yeah.
So it's
Choba side is where Pyramid is.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And Pyramid, there's a pretty cool story about the island. You know, they used to import the Chinese, believe it or not, to the island, and they would keep them there for almost 2 years shucking abalone.
Really?
Back in the day. Really? And there is so much broken abalone there on that island.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Huh.
So I've been able to get into Choba and see those things with range control guys.
Uh-huh.
And there's cameras all over that place. So they can see you. We can see you if you're in there and out there. And they get your numbers, and you just need to be careful.
Yeah.
And you need to watch, you know.
But when they say get out, because something's going to happen.
Yeah, something's going to happen.
Yeah, and you could get hurt.
You could get hurt. You could lose your boat. You could, you know, a lot of things can happen.
Yeah. So pay attention. I mean, the website works very well if it says... I mean, sometimes it's not accurate. Sometimes they don't carry the operations. But if it says there's going to be an operation, you know, what you need to do is just call the island.
Yeah, and it's tough when you're out there fishing bluefin and, you know.
Oh, yeah, sudden, and you want to go anchor
and
up.
You're on them, or you're on them.
Yeah.
Right? And they want you out of that area.
Yeah.
You know, you're out there off the reef, and you're fishing the reef out there.
Right.
And, you know, it's you got to go.
You got to go. Yeah, it's time to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate that. Hope that helps you out finding some fish there. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
Let's do it. How about Doug? Doug, calling from Montebello. Welcome to Let's Talk Up, Doug.
Yeah, I was wondering about How much bragging rights is it for the captain and the angler who catches the big fish or gets the most points for their fish?
See smiles. Yeah.
Well, you know, we got some of the top sport fishing captains, you know, private yacht captains out here in our community, and they're super competitive. Like, you know, they really, really want to they want to win this thing. But more importantly, they want the best that are on their boat to win. They want to see their guys up on the podium taking a trophy and raising their hand. And they want to put them on fish. They want them to have a good time. And I can tell you, it's pretty darn competitive. You got Steve Lasley. You got Jim Kingsmill. We've had the Beak. We've had Billy Miyagawa. We've had all kinds of great guys. Some sport boat captains that come in and do this stuff. And they know these little spots. And Steve is saying, hey, we share information, and we do. You might get all of Steve's B spots. And, you know, Hansen, but truthfully, like last year, we had guys calling, hey, we got a hot kelp here. It's full of Dorados and Yellowtail. Come on in. And they were calling other wild boats in from, you know, quite a ways, giving out the coordinates, doing that.
That's cool.
Putting guys on their calico numbers. And, like, you know, those are sacred spots. Rockfish numbers, like,
yeah.
Spots that don't move.
Sea bass numbers.
You know, a kelp patty's going to float away in a day. So you can give out the number and it doesn't hurt anybody.
Sure.
But you give somebody one of your alpha spots on how to catch a big calico, a Clemente, or some good rockfish spots, that rock ain't never moving. So that guy owns it. And they're sharing it. So there's the camaraderie, but they really, really do want to win. They really want to see the guy they took fishing up there holding the trophy.
Yeah.
And Jason Grayshock, you know, Fishing Boats Unlimited, he won the thing last year for the boat, and his guy Drew won the overall championship. And it was Drew's speech last year. I watched it. We have it on video. If you go to our website, you can watch it.
What's the website?
WarHeroesOnWater.com.
Okay.
And click on the videos thing and look at the awards thing, the awards video from last year. I watch it about once a month, and, like, it gives me chicken skin every time I do.
Wow.
I watched it yesterday.
That's cool.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Like, yeah.
We stand on shoulders of greater men than us.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
It's such a cool organization, for sure. Hey, good question there, Doug. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Anthony Shea is on the line. Good morning, Anthony. Great to have you. And, of course, you're a big part of this whole War Heroes on Water, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Good morning, Rod. Good morning, Pete. How are you?
Good morning. Great to hear from you. Great to have you on the show. Now, I asked Steve this question earlier in the show. I'm not sure you heard him, but what's War Heroes on Water mean to you?
You know, I've done been very fortunate and done a lot of things in my life, and this one here is just it's a direct link to giving back and making an impact that is very, very deeply felt by the folks that are involved, particularly myself, because you're actually changing someone's life, and you're changing sort of how they think. And, you know, knowing that some of our brave men and women that are wounded and come back from services overseas, you know, we need to understand that it's very difficult for them to enter society with all of the heavy burden they carry emotionally of the things they did, the things they've seen, the things they still feel. The suicide rate, as we all understand it, is unacceptable. And this program allows not only our brave men and women to be loved and focused on for these short 3 to 4 days, but also builds quite a lot of patriotism to the private sector. Imagine we have 35 yachts of successful men and women that donated a yacht for 3 to 4 days. That's, you know, allowing a stranger to come on board for 3 to 4 days and buying groceries and buying fuel and buying bait and giving your time to try to establish some sort of relationship with these brave men and women for a 3 to 4 day period of time. So it's not just for the veterans, it's also for the community. But the tournament being only 4 years old, to have that kind of groundswell building within the community, to have 35 yachts donated along with very busy, very successful people that own these yachts, for them to dedicate 3 to 4 days of their life during the tournament. And, you know, next week they're coming to my house for a kickoff meeting. So the amount of investment of time and money from the private sector has been enormous. So just a tournament and a total event that just feels good for everybody involved.
Yeah, that's cool. And Anthony, now, are you fishing with Steve or are you fishing on a different boat?
I'm going to be fishing with Steve, as I always do. And we're looking forward to having a great tournament. And I know this year with 35 boats, there's going to be a lot more competition. And I'm looking forward to that.
And what's your target? I know you love fish, and you've done so much for the fishing community here in Southern California and beyond. In addition to War Heroes on Water, you've done so much for CCA and other organizations in the fishing world. What's Anthony like to fish for? I know swordfish number one, but what I know that's your number one thing. But let's get to the real world of what you're going to target with those with these war heroes.
Well, you know, for the entire tournament, I mean, we want to be strategic and rack up points, but more than anything, we just want these guys to have a good time. So, you know, a good example would be, you know, the owner and the guy that's donating the boat, in this case, myself. I love swordfish, and I will, you know, troll around for 10 hours in a day looking for one opportunity to cast at a swordfish. That just would not be fun for the guys. So we're going to be running around. We'll do bottom fishing. We'll do some kelp paddy fishing. I'm sure we'll target some tunas. If there's any marlin to catch, we'll certainly have them go after a few of those. And if we do run into a swordfish, obviously that guy's in trouble.
One way or another.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, Anthony, I know it's that your passion for fishing drives a lot of this, but I'm sure the passion in your heart you have for our war heroes is the real driver there. And to get the whole fishing community involved in this organization is just it means so much. So thank you so much for what you've done. I know you've done it at a lot of your own money to make this thing happen, and Rod and you work together very closely at Lone Depot to kind of put this whole thing together. It's just a tremendous thing, and I know it means a lot to you. It means a lot to all of us in the fishing community, and I know the guys like Jack that participate and are war heroes of their own, too. What's it mean to you to have a guy like Anthony on your side, huh?
Are you kidding me? Unbelievable.
Yeah.
This Anthony guy, you know, we went to Miami. You know, we got Lone Depot out there, Lone Depot Arena. You know, stadium was awesome. I think, how many vests do we have go out there, Anthony?
I don't know. You just enough for all of you to be a pain in the butt.
Yeah, we probably had a dozen vets and some nice captains and crews and our staff. And yeah, we took three suites at Lone Depot Park in Miami Marlins against the Dodgers July 5th. And we host these guys, War Heroes on Water Day, out there. And,
wow.
And the Marlins won.
Yeah,
we
had the War Heroes on Water logo on the pitcher's mound and stuff all over the stadium and interviews on radio and TV with Anthony and Mike Nares, who's kind of was a War Heroes vet. Now he's with Freedom Alliance, and he's probably the impetus for this whole thing. Yeah. And between Anthony and Mike Nares, like,
they threw out the first pitch of the game. Yeah, they both threw strikes, which was amazing.
That's cool. Yeah. And Anthony, working with Freedom Alliance, tell us about working with them.
You know, without them, none of this, you know, would have been possible, Pete. They're so deeply rooted into what I just spoke about. They do so much more, including scholarships and housing. So, you know, when I came up with this idea along with Mike, we actually came up with it on the cockpit in Costa Rica, on the back of the 144. Freedom Alliance sort of was the launching pad for us to get this going. So the entire infrastructure of the nonprofit, everything goes into there. Now, for example, you know, this year our goal is to raise $1 million this year for only a fourth year nonprofit event. Is incredible, and I'm happy to report as of today we have raised over $1.1 million, and that $1.1 million went straight into Freedom Alliance, and we still have 45 days to go of fundraising and, you know, some of the bigger events and parties coming up for the public, you know, going warheroesonwater.com and buy some tickets to donate. Do your part, please. But Freedom Alliance has been the rails and the foundation for us, and without them, we couldn't have done this.
That's so cool. Now, I have one really important question for you. You being a Southern California guy, are you really a Miami Marlins fan?
Yes. I grew up with the Dodgers, but I got to tell you, I've gotten really close to Derek Jeter, who is the CEO and running the entire organization there in Miami. And I am a true blue Derek Jeter fan. That guy's a winner. He's going to win. He's got a blueprint and a strategy to run that ballpark, to run that ball team. And I believe in Derek.
That's cool. That's cool. It's such a great thing that you're doing for the fishing community. You've done, like I say, so many different things for the fishing community. And this, again, want to encourage everybody to do what they can to help these war heroes and help Freedom Alliance. A simple thing that we asked is just text 80100 and you text WHOW, $10. For all of our listeners.
Super easy.
You can just get that going. We raise a few thousand dollars and add to that $1.1 million already for this. That's just this year.
Yeah, this year.
Yeah, and that kind of money is going to make a lot of war heroes big smiles on their faces. That they're going to make them smile and do some great things. Buy them houses, take them on trips, take care of their families, scholarships for their kids, right? And for themselves, right?
Yeah.
A lot of good stuff. Anthony, thank you for all you do. Appreciate it. I'm looking forward to the event and hearing the reports of who catches what on the big tournament.
Thanks, Anthony. You're a great patriot, dude. Love you.
Yeah, I love you too, man. Behave on air. Hey, Pete, good to talk to you, and hopefully everything's well.
Yeah, thanks, Anthony. Appreciate that. Anthony Shea,
okay.
Great guy and great patriot for sure.
Hey, Pete, you brought up a good point. I want to see what they catch. We're doing the live webcam from the pier way in when it's going, so you can watch and you can see what's going on.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So that'll be that Monday, what's that, October 4th?
October 4th?
5 to 7, come to our website. We'll put it out on social and stuff like that. But, yeah, like the old days of Catalina Classic, the camera's going to be up, the boats will be backing in the pier, carrying up their fish, weighing in. We'll have people there doing it.
Oh, that's
throwing a party on the pier, so you can watch it.
And that's at Warriors on the Water?
War Heroes on Water.
Warheroesonwater.com.
Yeah.
And if you're in Catalina by chance, you can come and hang out at the pier with you,
yeah,
right?
Come hang out. We're Caleb there at the Fish and Chips going to host us with food and beverage. To close the tournament, the yachts all line up. We do a military World War II plane flyover with all the formations.
That's sweet.
And I tell you, that flyover, Jack, it's pretty special.
Wow. Right?
If we can get Anthony to jump out of the helicopter.
And that's Sunday, October 4th.
Got to be Monday. Fishing Sunday.
Sunday and Monday. Yeah. So the actual weigh-in is going to be on Monday, October 4th.
Yeah, starting around 5 o'clock.
Around 5 o'clock. Okay.
And so we mentioned the 80100 number to text
W-H-O-W.
And that'll be $10. But if somebody wants to donate for sure a larger amount and have it a 501c3
charitable donation.
Yeah, you just go to warheroesonwater.com. That's the base, right? And then there's a donate now up in the upper right corner. You can't miss it. It takes you to Freedom Alliance. Our own page on the Freedom Alliance thing, you can give up your credit card limit. We'll take it all. And no, it's a great cause. And you know, we've got donors giving everything from $25 to $25,000. Our biggest donors give $100,000.
That's awesome.
Wow. And the
not on their credit card, I don't think.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe. They have big cards.
And the same site would be if somebody has a boat and can participate not only this year, but maybe next year, too.
Yeah, I mean, hit us up. We want to include the community. Community involvement is a big deal here.
Awesome. Okay, so we had that in mind, we had a great text through our Let's Talk Hookup app. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to invite some military people to go fishing on my boat. Where is a good place to invite active duty military service guys? That's Doug from Claremont. And thank you very much for that, Doug.
You know, that's a good question. There's a lot of veteran fishing groups out there. Jack, you might know more than me than the Freedom Alliance, which is who I'm familiar with.
Like they have a smaller boat, like a skiff like myself, a 21-foot boat. I can take a couple guys fishing. I don't have a 40, 50-foot luxury yacht, but a 21-foot boat. I can go have fun in the inshore.
Yeah.
How do we do that?
You know, there's a lot of command organizations. There's a lot of veterans organizations. I don't know them all offhand. You know, I work with this one. But, you know, even through the show here, Pete, I mean, you could take
you could probably contact Freedom Alliance, and Freedom Alliance would get...
Well, they may have something like that, but I know there's a number of other groups that do.
They may be able to refer you to some of those people.
And there's some special fishing ones that I see them on social media and stuff like that that are kind of more geared for that.
Yeah.
And I wish I had more information on it, but
sure.
I got my hands full with this one.
We'll find some information.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Brandon Hayward with Bite Sport Fishing, here to talk about Parker Boats and the crew at West Coast Marine. In the spring of 2013, I bought my first Parker. When it came time to rebrand from one-man charters to Bite Sport Fishing and add to my fleet and start running out of Davies Lock in Newport Beach and Fisherman's Landing this summer season, I chose the Parker. When clients ask why I chose Parker, I always say, I could have had any boat, but my 2320 is perfect for my white sea bass, offshore, and lobster program. Almost 6,000 hours on my 2320 pilot house over the past six seasons has shown me that Parker is the ultimate West Coast charter boat. It's what customers expect. These Stout workhorses offer everything anglers need, as in a stable platform with huge deck space for our West Coast style of live bait fishing. Parker's a big reason why I run more charters than any other small boat operation in Southern California. I like my 2320 so much that I bought another one. And while you never know what's going to happen with fishing, I know it won't be my last Parker I buy from West Coast Marine. If fishing isn't something you do but who you are, then Parker's for you, be it a one-day charter or a lifetime of ownership. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to go see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Hey, this is Rosie from Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We are the only lodge to offer all of our guests a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge and first-class meals and service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on the leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and I want to remind you to check out Fishman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch. Now with Fish Pros and Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked jerky fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger. I know it, man. Sounds so good, along with their amazing poke kit. They are now open at their Taylor Street location in Old Town. call or check fishermansprocessing.com for information. I saw the Royal Star unloading a nice load.
Oh,
my God.
They're all cutting right now at Fisherman's Process over in Taylor Street for sure. Go check them out. Hey, let's go ahead and jump into the phones. They want to talk to you guys, talk some war heroes on water.
I know it. Let's do it, Ray. Ray from Santa Ana. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Ray.
Hey, good morning, guys. I have a question for you, but I just want to say what a great thing it is you guys are doing, getting vets out on the water. I can't think of a better way to blow off steam than to get out on the water, on the ocean, and get after some fish. It's awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But, hey, I was wondering, aside from, like, this fishing tournament, is there anything else you guys do to get vets out on the ocean fishing?
Well, you know, our event is War Heroes on Water. We have a big event once a year, and that's what we do. However,
100 vets.
We're taking 100 vets
from all over the country.
And we're raising the funds for Freedom Alliance. And Freedom Alliance does all kinds. Like Jack was talking about his trip to Sitka. We got guys going to Costa Rica. They have other camping and hiking and outdoor stuff. I think they do a little bit of...
Yeah, you can go to freedomalliance.com. I believe that's what it is.
.org.
And then, you know...
Freedomalliance.org.
Yeah, and okay. If they're combat vets, then what happens is you send them... They'll tell you to send you a DD-214 and then... compensation page to them, you know, what you've been told your injuries are by the VA.
What you've been told.
Yeah. And then they put it all together for you. And then, you know, it's easy to get into the if it's easy to get the program. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great program.
And what I can tell you, the yacht owners and crews that have done this is not the only day they take these guys out fishing.
Really?
They take these guys out. If they're around them, they fly them in. But I know guys have been fishing with other wild guys. None related. I know Jack was on a trip with Anthony and a few other vets on the Bad Company about a month ago. I know a handful of these guys are going out fishing. Hey, I was fishing with him. They fished together once in the tournament. And then, hey, I got a fishing trip. I'm looking for a fishing buddy. Well, I'm going to bring this vet. I know he likes to go. It's hard when they're traveling from across the country, but Anthony flew a couple guys in for that. You know, the guy was having a bad
incredible.
Guy was having a bad day. Anthony said, let's take care of that. Came, brought him in, put him up in his house. Took him fishing and a bunch of guys. I took him up in his helicopter. We took him to lunch. Like, we did a bunch of stuff. And, like, you're having a bad day? Let's make it a good day.
Yeah. Wow. That's incredible.
You know, we caught fish up to 120 pounds. It was a blast.
Average day on Bad Company.
Yeah, average day on Bad Company with Steve Lasley running the boat, right?
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. And I'm a fisherman, so I get up there and I watch and I learn. And I'm sucking in all that information that nobody gets to do.
Yeah. You know, so,
how
like
many
you
people
say,
have been fishing on the Bad Company, right?
Yeah. Incredible. I mean, they take them fishing once and they become good friends with all these guys that you go fishing with, right?
Yeah, and, you know, I can just tell you, like, I fished with a few of these guys in the tournament and got to meet them at the events and stuff like that, and I've got lifelong friends. I just got a text from one of the vets, Steve, texted me and Jack, said, nice job, and Steve Stillen's a great guy. He's local. I know he's been fishing a number of times with the guys, and
That's cool.
They're super engaged. We build a community. They're fishing together. One of the guys, Woody's now, he's a charter guy out of,
North
Carolina.
Really?
Yeah.
One of the war heroes.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
His boat won 22K in the White Marlin tournament.
Yeah, they won the Dorado Vision or the Mahi, whatever they call it back there for that. They won that division, and then the owner donated it to some charity in town there. But he was on the crew for that.
Do they even know what a Dorado is in North Carolina?
They know what a dolphin fish is.
Dolphin fish. Yeah. Dorado. Mahi-mahi. Okay, I'll go with Mahi-mahi, right. Hey, thanks a lot for your call this morning. Appreciate that very much. Let's go ahead and jump back into it, Corey.
Let's do it, Pete. Let's talk to Mike. Mike calling from Chula Vista. Good morning, Mike.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys. Excellent thing what you're doing with the vets. I admire that greatly. Thank you for doing that. I got a question. If I'm coming out of San Diego Bay and I want to not go north, and I'm not sure if I want to go to Mexico, but I don't want to catch yellowtail, but I want to catch tuna, so... Where should I go right out of San Diego Bay?
Fishdope.com.
There
I am. Member show.
Yeah.
They'll tell you exactly where to go. But, you know, that's the – Rod runs a boat and Jack runs a boat. Corey, I mean, we're all out there. I do. That's the million-dollar question, right? Which way do you go? But that's what makes it, you know, as a captain, I don't care what level you're at a 21-foot skiff or a 101-foot yacht. It's just the – That's what the challenge is, the key that makes it fun. It makes it entertaining, it makes it a challenge, and it makes it a reward at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just got to
one more thing.
Go ahead.
How's a boat? So if we're going to go and get some at the big barge right there, how many 20s does it take to get the bait from the other bin, you know, with the bigger fish?
Well, that's the that's where you build a relationship. I've been there. I've been there. I've done it. And if you're there multiple times and you've, depending on what you're tipping them, you may... From, I mean, I'm trying to say this on the side, right? But if you're there every week or once a month even, but they get to know you through the year, you've been there 12 times, they're going to know who you are when you're pulling up. That's all you
need. And they always, you know, the Everingham brothers, their bait is top notch. I mean, we went to Coronado Islands on Tuesday. The bait was fantastic.
Yeah.
And I know I talked to another buddy of mine that went yesterday, and he said the bait was great. So this time of the year, it can go up and down. But you're going to pull into the bait barge there. You're going to be taken care
of. And when the water gets to the high 70s and it stays there for a month.
It's tough on the bait.
It's very difficult with the bait. And it's difficult to keep it healthy. But right now in the high 60s and low 70s, it's the bait, the sardine is as beautiful as it gets.
And they're going to do the best they can for you.
Yeah, so. And I think you talk to anybody that fishes anywhere else in the country but Southern California, and it blows them away that you can pull up to a bait barge and buy as many scoops as you want.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
For sure. Hand them some money, and they fill up your bait tank. Are you kidding me? That's nowhere else.
Northern California, East Coast, Gulf Coast.
You got to catch your own.
Yeah, you got to catch it.
Hey,
yeah.
And they actually spend an entire day throwing their throw net in Florida just to catch enough to fish the next day.
Yeah. You know? So, I mean, like, we're fortunate to have it. Sometimes the bait's a killer condition. Sometimes it's not. Let's face it. But, you know, it's great to have that. It's insurance. We always try and catch a tank of mackerel if we can. And if we can go the day before and invest a couple hours, get the boat ready, get the tackle rigged, sit there and tank up with mackerel. We know we've got it. We supplement it with sardines if the line's not too long. And then we go. And, like, last weekend, last Sunday, Saturday we made a bunch of bait. Sunday we went out, and they wanted the mackerel. We didn't catch anything on a sardine.
They didn't want sardine. They wanted the mackerel.
Putting the work in the day before to catch the mackerel. Yes. Produce the fish.
There you go.
Mackerel's been the key.
Yeah.
Mackerel's been the key.
Yeah, like especially on the Dorado, right? Yeah. They want that mackerel.
Big bluefin.
Everything. The big bluefin.
And the mackerel live, you know. Especially if you catch them, treat them right, don't touch them, shake them off, and, you know, do all the right stuff.
Don't let them hit the deck.
Don't catch too many. Yeah. You know, do all that kind of, you know, stuff that you can learn on from guys like Mark Wish, you know. And then get a good tank of bait. You can't all do that. A trailer boat, you know where to put it. I get it. You know, like, it's hard.
But having the choice of mackerel and sardines, really, you have all your guns loaded.
Yeah, and you run across a marlin or something bigger, you want to try two different kinds of baits. The yellowtail love the mackerel. You want to catch those big calicos that Clemente, you know, Steve was talking about, his top secret brown ones. But
rockfish.
Yeah, I mean, like, that mackerel, like, if I were to tell put in your work, catch the mackerel, leave early, go the day before, even leave in the dark and spend... It's worth investing an hour or two in the morning to have the right
to supplement your sardine.
And 99-cent cat food, the cheapest fish cat food you can buy.
Yeah, 99 per chum.
And I take, like, if we have a piece of bluefin, like, after we trim it all up, we got the skin and the dark meat and stuff like that, I throw it in the freezer. That's what I use to start my mackerel deal. And I put that piece of skin on the sabiki or a little single hook, and it stays on it. And that, I just take the whole piece of skin and tie it off and let it sit there in the current. Even if I forget to chum, it's chumming for me.
It's chumming, yeah.
And that's been, and I recycle it. I turn the fish into the bait. I turn the bait into the fish, and it's just a cycle.
Yeah.
I'm just giving them all up.
Good
I like
tips.
This.
See? Very good
to keep them talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that, I mean, to me, bait's most important out here. And having a tank of mackerel is always makes me feel really good leaving the dock. Even if I throw them all back in at the end of the day, I knew I had them.
Yeah, that's good tips. And you mentioned brown bait, man. That's, we got to go back 20 plus
Steve
years.
Steve Lasley's secret bait.
I know it.
Right? So what, Corey, you being the calico master yourself, what about brown bait?
Brown bait is one of those things that
what is brown bait?
Well, brown bait is a queenfish or a tomcod, somewhere in that realm. And they,
and
number
where
one,
do you catch those?
Well, number one, they're only around in anchovy years.
Oh. Okay.
So we didn't see them for in numbers for 15 years or so in numbers. And now that we've had a couple years of anchovy years, you see the queenfish and you see the tomcod. And the reason they work so good in my mind is that you have a very large offering, 7 to 8, 9 inch on, you know, 6 to 9 inch on average. A mackerel the same size or a sardine runs for its life. Yeah, you're going to get a bite, but the brown bait slinks and slithers and they swim at about 1/10 the speed. and it cannot handle it. You could put an 8-0 hook in the head of one, and you're going to hook a calico.
Really?
I promise you, yes.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
And that's just, it's a fun way to do it. That's what I grew up doing.
Sure.
When I worked on the receivers, and I had a guy by the name of Ron, I'd save those brown bait in a side crowder, and he'd come out at 2 p.m. and pick me up after my shift, and we'd load up a couple scoops of those brown bait. I know it firsthand, man. That's good times.
Yeah, I've caught some nice calicos on those. It's been a while since I fished them.
Yes.
We love seeing a few of those in the scoop back in the sardine.
Oh, yeah.
And like on our boat, I wouldn't tell anybody. I would just go pin that thing on when no one was looking and put it out. I'm like,
What is this? Hey, there's a lot of people. There's an entire generation or two that don't know what "quote unquote brown bait are."
They
know brown bait is.
Throw it out of their tank when they see it. Get rid of that thing,
right?
Like, no, that's
or the pompano, right. the butterfish they call it in the market, but a little pompano that are about 4 inches in diameter work too. Watch out, Jack's got his eyes open big. He knows
big calicos.
I love it.
So in this War Heroes on Water tournament, a big calico could win the tournament.
It could beat
a 200-pound tuna.
Yeah, on the points thing. So we have each species. There's a winner. So you get the calico winner, bluefin or whatever like that. And then you get, like, the highest points for all the keepers that you catch. You add up all your keeper points. You add up all your weight points and then total overall. But a big calico is a high-scoring fish. Like a six, like I got it in up to 3 pounds. Or it takes a 3-pounder to count for weights. Mm. But 3 to 5, you get, like, so many points per pound. 5 to 7, a little more. 7 to 9, like, a little more. But
now, do they keep them alive usually in the bait tank, the bigger ones?
The calicos, that's one fish I'm letting the guys weigh on. But we give them a scale. They can weigh the smaller fish on the thing.
Okay, so you let them go.
If they want to.
Okay.
Don't let
Dave Hansen do it. Yeah. Don't let Dave Hansen catch
them. Yeah, yeah.
Kill them all, Dave, you mean?
But they can release calicos if they want. But, you know, they are delicious.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But they can. You have a scale.
They can. We give everybody a scale so they can weigh their fish up to 50 pounds, the digital hand scales. And anything over that, they got to bring it to the pier. And I might want to – I'm asking these guys maybe, you know, if I see a nice 20, 30, 40-pound yellowtail or – you know, last year a guy caught a 30-something-pound ling cod.
Yeah. Wow.
So, like, I want to see that. I'm going to make those guys bring that to the pier and weigh it in because that's exciting.
Oh,
right?
Heck yeah.
So
on the motivator last year, we caught 40 calico. We let them all go.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
That's fun.
And weighed the biggest ones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's got to be 3 pounds to count as weight, and then each angler weighs as heaviest of each species. So it's a tricky thing. Like, it takes me half an hour to explain the rules to the guys, and then some of them are still scratching their head. I'll just count how many keepers. Give me the weight of your biggest one. And it's a per-angler tournament. So if Jack's fishing with his buddy on the Keokai, he's fishing against him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, we have a high boat prize, too, that is a deal. But really, it's a per angler tournament, so that kind of keeps.
So the anglers are
competing
with each other.
That keeps it clean because he can't really cheat on the score sheet because his buddy's like
watching him. Okay, all right. So tell us about your experience last year fishing in War Heroes.
Well,
on the water.
Last year was a reunion because of the COVID thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's your friends come in. You know, these guys that have been waiting all year to fish these things. Your vet friends, and you have your skipper friends, and you have guys like Anthony and guys like Rob, and you know it's just an awesome experience. You can't. It's a trip of a lifetime.
Yeah.
You know,
and what'd you catch?
Sitka was great. Oh, we caught Dorado, Yellowtail. We hooked a marlin, lost a marlin. We caught some bluefin. So you're catching a lot of fish.
And who'd you fish with last year?
Motivator.
Motivator. Yeah. All right. And where's that boat out of?
Out of Newport. Yeah, Mark Mitchell. You got Tom Shanahan. Shano is captain on that one.
Oceanside.
And then Ken Hessian was on the deck. And Charlie Albright was on the deck.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I think
so it's not just the boat. It's also you gather in some of the top captains and crews around Southern
Wrangers,
California.
You know, Decker will be fishing in this thing. You know, we got all these guys. We bring in the ringers.
Some serious ringers.
Yeah.
So these guys are there to help the vets.
Help the vets. Teach the vets. You know, that's a big thing. You know, teach a guy to fish.
How cool!
I got Mark Lemons running a boat this year.
Nice,
just flying.
Lemonhead's
fresh
coming
back
in.
Fresh back from Ketchikan.
That's right. So I got him running a boat. So I mean, we're really bringing in as much heavy hitters as we can to make sure these guys really put some fish on the boat.
How do you find all these people, Rod?
See this little contact list right here.
Pete?
They call me, but we know the guys from fishing the tournaments, the Catalina Classic.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
You ran the Catalina Classic for a number of years.
So those guys, and then like they tell two friends, and we recruit through the fishing clubs, the tuna club. Everybody in there wants to do it. Bowboy Angling Club, Dane Anglers, all the fishing clubs. You know, now it's a thing that they want their club to be. It's almost, I want to say it's like the Masters, But it's like they.
It is the Masters.
It is.
Yeah.
But we.
Well, it's better than Masters because you're helping vets.
Well, I tell you, Pete, I always had this dream of getting, like, from doing the Catalina Classic, of getting the best money guys and the best tuna club guys to fish in the same tournament. I could never find the formula. This is it.
That's cool. So if somebody is listening to this and says, hey, I want to help out next year, I want to help up this year, how do they do that?
The best way, email me, rod@warheroesonwater.com.
Warheroesonwater.com. Rod, R-O-D, warheroesonwater.com.
That's my email. Hit me up there. My phone number's on the website. If you want to go there, you'll find my phone number there. Hit us up that way. Say, hey, I want to be in. Might get you in this year. I'm just about there at capacity. I'm going to have a little over capacity in case.
But if you're like top deckhand, if you're like a really good fisherman, you want to help out.
If you're a ringer and want to get on this, a lot of these cruisers have their type crew they're used to. But a lot of times I got a guy that I got me. I need one more guy who can be in the cockpit all the time, who knows how to do a flying fish or knows how to tie all these knots, whatever. I try and put that all
together. To match those people.
Yeah.
I got to put a shout out to Ridiculous Rick Wimbigler. He got me into this. He knew Lasley, and that's exactly how I got in.
Okay.
So he's fishing the tournament this year.
Yeah, we got Rick in.
Ridiculous.
Oh, he's got a brand new
great boat. Man, they're big Catalina Classic defenders.
No.
I remember them.
So he's got a new boat. He's got the Viking.
Yeah, he's got a big Viking now. So and like he was a little hesitant. Like, can I compete with those guys? I'm all, Rick, you're a perfect guy for this. I called him personally and said, Rick, you need to be in this thing.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, some pretty touching stuff. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. It's Southern California Sports Fishing Voice, and we're going to find out who won the trip on the San Diego out of Seaforth when we return. Jack's raising his hand. He might have. When we return on Let's Talk Hookup app in the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the Zesty Vodka Mule, or the Spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at cutwaterspirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato, Doe, Pride, Polar, Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedules, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and one lucky winner for that trip on the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, and that is Ray. Ray from Santa Ana, congratulations.
All right, congratulations, Ray. And Rod, such a great organization, and Jack, man.
Incredible just, show.
Incredible show, and
so meaningful,
touching. Hopefully, to our listeners and everybody that participated.
Pete,
and,
with what just happened in Afghanistan, this has really touched my heart.
Yes.
Seriously.
Oh, me
you
too.
Know?
Yeah. All of us.
There's men and women that lost their lives, and thankfully there's some that have only lost their limbs and that can participate in this.
Yeah, and they can go fishing and be the highlight of their life. So, again, if somebody wants to participate, if wants to donate, again, how do we do it, Rod?
So there's a couple ways, and one of them, the simple way, get on your phone right now, send a text to 80100. Like that was the phone number. In the message, type WHOW, wow. And that will you'll donate $10. You can keep doing that 10 times. Give 100 if you want.
Yeah.
Or if you want to do more, go to warheroesonwater.com. That's our website. Click donate now, and you can give up to your heart's consent or your credit card limit. And I can tell you, last year, Pete, we sat here and said, these guys are having a tough year because of COVID. They could really use the help in your show produced. That hasn't gone away. We just piled this on top of guys. So let's dig into our hearts and our wallet and really thank these guys for all their sacrifices.
For sure, yeah. Let's do it for sure. Thank you, guys. Thanks, Jack, and appreciate that. And thanks to Christian for manning the phones today and all that he does there on the board. And thanks to Adam for doing all he does on the app. And thanks to you out there for your donations and for your great support of War Heroes on Water. We'll be back. Actually, I'm headed for Montana to do a little fly fishing with my buddy Paul. And you're going to be here tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. with Kevin Mattson, who's a fishing traveler, fishing expert, great guy. And I'll be back, of course, to see you next Saturday at Elkhorn Ford. That will be fun. But thanks for listening today. Cora will be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. with a great show. And have a great day here on Let's Talk Hookup and the Mightier 1090.